Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. It's Living and Thriving time. Can you believe it? It's Thursday, my favorite day of the week. Well, any day that ends in Y is pretty good, pretty awesome, but Thursday is the day I get to bring you some amazing people from all over the world to share with us what makes them tick, what inspires them to do what they do, why do they do what they do. As a curious person, I like to know, and I get to share it with you. So thank you for your letters and your emails and all the love that you give, because this show would not be possible without you sharing. Sharing is caring, and hugs are the best. And when you share, you're giving me a virtual hug. And I love being squeezed. I'm fluffy like that. Today is gorgeous. It is beautiful out. I live in paradise. I cannot tell you how blessed I feel waking up every morning to the most beautiful sunrise over the bay here in Florida. And the sky is blue, and the clouds are dancing, and they're fluffy and gorgeous. I just love it here. So beautiful. Tomorrow is the last day of eighth grade for Chloe. Can you believe that? For all of you who have followed me over the years, she's grown up so fast. I wish time would slow down just a little bit. It's crazy. Today is kind of a unique day. This is the first day that I am offering an additional show. I have over 800 emails that I've not been able to filter through because I'm moving and got to work up, got all kinds of stuff going on this summer. And so I'm adding another hour on Thursdays. I know. Isn't that exciting? Hold on. So we'll do 1 o'clock shows and 3 o'clock shows every Thursday here at Living and Thriving, because there's just so many beautiful people out there and there's so much positive that comes out of this show. And you know what? What's an additional hour other than pure indulging of positivity? Today we have Lola Pickett on. She is going to talk to us about playing. It's magic. It's medicine. And if you're an empath, which I very strongly believe that everybody is, playtime. We're going to play today. How exciting is that? Later on at 3 o'clock, we have... We're going to be dreaming big with an inspirational Shiro. And I'm just trying to find the episode at 3 o'clock. Dreaming big. Where is she? Ah, Kathy. That's it. Kathy DeCaro. And she's the author of Dreaming Big. And she's like this cool chick. So we've got two cool chicks today back to back. I'm so excited. Grab your glass of wine. Get some really good, yummy, dark chocolate. And let's do this. I'm psyched. All right, Lola. Are you out there? I'm trying to unmute you. See if we can unmute you. Good times of technology today. Are you out there yet? So while I'm trying to get technology to be in my favor on this new moon, Lola is a... wrong direction. She has a whole bunch of courses and programs that I really think are really cool. She helps you rewire your brain, your body, and your behavior to discover lasting success and happiness. She is an author. She's published Wild Messages of Alchemical Tarot, I can't even say it, and founder of Empathology, which is a 10-week online course that I think is totally cool, and you guys should really look into that. And we are still trying to get her unmuted. Anyway, while we're doing this, know that the chat room is open, so definitely chat in with me, because I know some of you listen to me at work and you're sneaking me with your little ear pod thing that you kids use. I'm an old lady. And Ask your questions. Lola's got a lot to talk about. Are you unmuted yet, young lady? All right. So go to lolapickett.com, LolaPickett. Don't forget the double T because I didn't. That wasn't good. .com, lolapickett.com. And I'm not sure why I cannot unmute her. So we're going to go to a quick little break while I try to figure out what's going on with this insanity. I wish you guys could see how cute the dogs are right now. They're just like all snuggly and doing doggy dreams. It's adorkable. I have no idea what is going on. All right, it looks like we're cooking with oil now, kids. Yay! Do we have victory? Lola, Lola, are you out there? Can you hear me? Oh, my God, technology! Ah! Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is Lola out there?
Hi.
I have several callers online.
Here.
Hi, dear. Thank you for your patience. Sorry about that.
Woo-hoo.
We were having technical difficulties. All right, Lola, so tell us who you are, what you do, and why you do what you do.
I am a mentor and guide to empaths, and one of the ways I love to help us highly sensitive feelers kind of get back in tune with ourselves, because that's not something we're super good at usually, is to actually just have a heck of a lot more fun in our lives. We get so wrapped up in what everybody else is feeling and doing and helping everyone, and just kind of we become the lowest priority on our lists. And so that's, I just love helping people find that place again, because it's been so healing for me, and I've seen the power of it in my clients. And so I'm just here to spread the word that fun is medicine.
Fun is medicine, and people really, you know, for some reason, I wrote this beautiful I was a co-author a few years ago with some amazing women, and my my chapter was about stepping outside of the box and using the box as something to play with, like we used to when we were kids. And for some reason, somehow, somewhere along the lines, we don't play. We don't blow bubbles. We don't finger paint. We don't sidewalk chalk. We just lose that fun part of us. Why do you think that is?
I think we lose that part of us because we're in a society that teaches us
to. You're kind of breaking up, love bug.
Can you hear me now?
You're kind of like a fish in a. There you go. What? Go.
Today is one of those days.
It's a new moon, and I'm like, new moon is supposed to be great beginning, but it's just been a technical difficulty day all day.
It's just been hiccupy. And
there
that's
you
all
go.
Right. We'll
Perfect.
Just have fun with it. So
right.
I think the reason why we lose ourselves like that is that we're in a society that really emphasizes productivity. And if you're not being quote unquote productive, you don't feel like you're a valuable person. It's not paid well if you're not productive. You just, it's kind of discounted. And so as we get out of childhood and into adulthood, the fun aspect of life just kind of goes by the wayside. It gets deprioritized. And even though it's a totally natural part of who we are, it's like it gets pushed down the to-do list, or it becomes a thing on the to-do list, which is already so full that we just, we don't make space for it anymore. And then we forget and we get rusty at it. Rusty, haha. And so it's a very daring and hard thing to actually reprioritize it in our life. It's a way of deprogramming ourselves from all of the societal messages that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not enough, not enough, not enough. And so this is one of the reasons why it's such a high priority for me in my life now, even though I'm an entrepreneur, even though I have two kids, even though my life is like, you know, beyond full, I've got to make room for fun, or the crushing weight of the world and everyone's stuff will just bury me. And then what do I do with my purpose? My purpose doesn't get fulfilled. So I believe play and purpose are actually really deeply intertwined.
Well, and I think we are better people when we take time to enjoy what we have. And I don't think you necessarily have to go out and get a bouncy house, but even if you're dancing or, you know, pretend singing karaoke or making funny faces, like I'm a huge jokester. I'm a huge prankster. I love laughter. Laughter fills my whole body with such joy. And anything that provides happiness and laughter to me is almost as good as having an orgasm. Like, it's just this vibrational head-to-toe amazingness. And I think we're more productive, and I think we're more strategic, and I think we're more creative when we allow ourselves to let loose.
Totally. That's one of the reasons why I will have this white face paint pen, and I will go around, and I'll just wear, like, just maybe a little set of dots over my eyes or something simple. It's not like I'm going around with a tiger face painted on my face all day, but I'll wear this like kind of stylish pattern on my face, and I'll go grocery shopping, and people will ask me, well, where did you come from? And I'm like, oh, I came from my living room. Well, where are you going? Oh, I'm going back home. Well, what's the occasion? And I say, well, life is the occasion. And it just lights people up that you could go about your life as if it's a special occasion. Not meaning that you need to wear like a prom dress everywhere you go, but like, let's not wait until we have an excuse to have fun. Let's just make every day the reason to show up a little bit differently and bring smiles and laughter where we go. I mean, that's like such beautiful healing energy.
I personally am a glitter fan. I love glitter. I'm all about fairies. Yeah. I actually spend a lot of time. My meditative state is playing with clay and designing fairy houses and dragons and out of bottles. Oh. Hello.
You're listening to Knitting and Thriving with Rusty.
I think that was the most bizarre thing that's happened all week. Hello. What is going on? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Blog Talk Radio is having some sort of kludgy weird thing because it just, all I heard was the ending and everybody disappeared. And I'm like, what's going on? Oh, my God. All right, so let's take two. Creativity. Creativity, no matter how you formulate that, is extremely important for your overall mind, body, and soul, your well-being, and the joy that you bring out into the community. Give us examples of things that you would recommend in regards to creative play, whether or not you feel like you're an empath, just as a human being.
One of the ways we can play right away, because I think we also get stuck in, like, well, play means board games or going to a playground. And that's not necessarily true. It's really anything that we do that doesn't have a specific goal in mind. And so what I will do for play, what I recommend people do, is play with the clothes. We all pretty much have to wear something every day because of the rules of our society and to keep each other safe. So why not choose a wardrobe that expresses who you are, that you can have fun with? And if you have a corporate job that has a dress code, there are other ways to start getting creative with your style expression that can help you feel a lot more light inside, lighthearted, playful. It might be wearing super sexy lingerie under your business casual stuff. It might be taking a pen and writing, like, "I'm a badass," on your body underneath your clothes, so that you have that kind of branding on yourself to remind yourself of who you really are. I use face paint. Glitter is great. These are some of the ways that we can get playful right away without actually having to do something drastically different. And then I'm also a huge fan of just inventing games. So I will take walks with my children, and children are such good teachers of this. Walks with my children, and like, we'll play imagination games along the way, like, "Oh, who do you think might live there? Well, what's happening in their lives?" Or, "Ooh, that's an interesting rock. Do you think that rock has a name?" Just starting to get really curious about things again. I think play and curiosity feed each other. And so most of the time we're kind of tuned out of our curiosity. We don't have space or time to connect to the unusual and extraordinary aspects of life around us. But it's here everywhere we look if we just look for it. And so I like to look for faces in the clouds and animals and imagine what people are up to in the car next to me on the freeway. And just kind of let my creativity wander with me, because this helps keep my heart open. And as an empath, which I agree with you, I think we all are, it can be tempting to actually close down a little bit because we're so connected all the time to what other people are going through. But that's the point, is not to shut down. And the creativity from our own self kind of like opens ourselves back up, but we're not landing in other people's experiences anymore. We're simply in an imagination realm of our own creation. And so it starts to put us back in control of our experiences as well.
All right. So you're going to have to do me a huge favor and adjust your headset or your phone, because you keep going in and out, and your message is really important, and I want people to hear what you're saying. But we're only getting like every fourth word. It's kind of muffled.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, this is like out my head.
That's perfect.
I thought that was going to be my issue. Okay, well, that's no different than before.
No, okay. Just get it. All you have to do is get some aluminum foil, make an aluminum foil hat, stick 1 foot in water. Just kidding. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just get.
That is totally what needs to happen today. Just saying, like, we got to, like, open up our imaginations again. And if your style is got to be a certain way through your job or whatever, you may not have as much liberty with that, although you can certainly dress it up with lingerie underneath or write words on your body to remind yourself of who you really are inside. But I love just imagining what's going on in the world around me. So I'll go for walks with my kids and we'll look for faces in the stones, or, you know, imagine that the plants are having a conversation with each other and what might that be? Or even if I'm sitting in traffic, instead of getting, you know, resentful that I'm sitting in traffic and not getting where I want to go, I start to imagine what's happening in the people's lives around me in the cars. Because even as an empath, when you're feeling everything, you're not usually connected to your imagination. You're typically thrown into a state of emotional overwhelm and just kind of want to shut down. So what we can do when we get back into our imagination play space is open back up, but in a way that's in our control. And that's one of the things that I think is most important for us as sensitive beings, is to learn to, like, have a joystick for this, like a control dial, so that we can kind of dial down everyone else's stuff and get tuned back into ours. And our imagination is such a great way of doing that.
All right. So you're still kind of muffly. So I'm going to I had asked Tracy to work with your team to get another show, because again, your story is so important, at least in my feeling box, that I want to be able to do this and do it in a clearer, a better way. And with all the technical stuff. So I'm just going to figure out how to get you back on for another hour. But try, I don't know, If you could adjust your headset, stand on your head, put on your pajamas, throw on some glitter. I don't know.
Like this all over the place, I swear. Okay, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Don't move.
Thank you.
Try not to breathe. Perfect. All right. So this. Don't blink. Don't. This is a great time in the show. I always offer 2-3 places where you can plug yourself in. Who are you? Where do we find you? And are you doing anything really, really cool that, you know, our audience can go and check out?
People can come and play with me in all kinds of ways over my website. It's lolapickett.com. And right now I'm actually in the middle of registration for my summer school version of Empathology, which is an amazing course for highly sensitive people to learn how to play again and to stay open-hearted without taking on the weight of the world. And it's totally incredible time being here. Such amazing people. And we're all learning how to stay sensitive in a world that wants to shut us down. And it's
all right,
incredible.
Groovy.
So, yeah, that's happening right now.
Yay! So what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you hang up and call back because we got half of that.
I will call back.
So you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty. This is my favorite day of the week. This is the day where I get to, you know, connect you guys with some amazing people all over the world, from Australia to, I don't know, Alaska. Like, it's so cool. I love what I do. I live in paradise. It's a beautiful place. I have great dogs, and I have an amazing daughter. Today is the first day of attempting to have an additional show, and it's just bizarro technical difficulties, and I don't know. Nobody told me Mercury went out into retrograde again. Who knows? But we're going to have Lola call back in, and I definitely offered Lola another hour at some point in the next few weeks so that she can tell her story clearly without all of this weird technical stuff. But I want you to go and check out her website at lolapickett.com. She's got some great classes online, a 10-week online course. And if you are ready to accept and acknowledge that you're empathic, then totally cool with taking that course. I would recommend it. It was, you know, it's a lot of fun and opening up that. But if you just want to be a regular everyday person and you're not ready to accept your empathic abilities, hey, go out and finger paint. It's easy, and you can go to the dollar store, and it's a dollar to get finger paint. Or you can just get into your bathtub and blow some bubbles and have fun. And if you have kids, build a castle. Why not? They need a creativity time, too. Lola, is that you, my friend?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. She's clear, and she's got – not only is she pretty, but she has a great voice. Yay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so there's my headset finally working.
Yay. All right, perfect, because you definitely do not sound like the fish that I was thinking. I was like, Lola, Finding Nemo.
I am no Guppy.
No. I'm no Guppy. Yay, she's here.
Oh. My goodness.
All right, love bug. Are we ready?
I think so.
All right, girl.
Deep breath and not moving.
Yeah, did you get your tinfoil hat?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So tell us what this exciting thing was that you muffled out on.
Yeah, so I have this incredible course for empaths, and it's called Empathology. And the reason why it's so different is that a lot of the teachings out there for highly sensitive people are kind of either way too based in the body, and people have a hard time even connecting to their bodies these days, or they're way too woo-woo. And so what I've done is I've created kind of a middle ground where we get into the neuroscience, we talk about the nervous system, and at the same time, you learn how absolutely magical it is to be so connected to all of life and ways to navigate it in a way that creates some sustainability in our lives. Because most of us who are highly sensitive have a super hard time with our finances. We have a very hard time feeling anxious
We get overwhelmed easily. We're perfectionists. We're people pleasers. And so how do we like combat some of those kind of side effects of our sensitivity without shutting it down and learn to reconnect to our bodies and ourselves and prioritize ourselves? It's something that's really daring in a world that says you're selfish and arrogant if you do that. And I don't think that's true. I think we need to be the center of our own universe, because if we're not, then who is?
Well, and, you know, what's fun is that, and I don't know how much of my story you know about me, but I've come to that near-death place a few times in my life, and it really humbles you and wakes you up and sobers you up to values. And at the end of the day, no matter who comes and goes in my life, because we're all spiders in this huge web and we weave in and out and we come and we go and we love and we hate and we, you know, vibrate great with somebody and totally repel the other and whatever. That's the journey, you know, and that's reality. But at the end of the day, I'm the one who's going to be a tiny vase. Like, I'm just going to be in a little jar somewhere all alone. It doesn't, you know, we don't take the stuff with us. We don't take our things. We don't take our cars. We don't take our complaints. Thank God. We don't take our miseries. We don't take our
aluminum hats, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just so fascinating when you take a step back and, you know, if you're a tea drinker, grab a cup of tea. I'm a wine drinker. You know, I'll have a glass of wine and I'll sit back and just observe people, because they are the most delicious, fascinating, complex, hypocritical, crazy, confused species on the entire planet.
And
that's the truth. That you cannot ring more true than that. So once you get good with who you are as a human, then you really open up to the possibility about play and opening up to the possibility of a higher perspective. And that's all this is about, right? That's the whole reason why we're here. So when did you get to a place where you realized the conundrum that we really are? You know, the sack of liquid that's confusing.
It's so confusing. It's so hard being human. I have so much compassion for how complicated we make things. It's not like we can walk around as a fox and be like, well, I'm a fox. I'm just going to do my fox thing.
Right.
We got a whole lot of baggage being human. And so I think I've started to recognize my baggage when about 10 years ago, I looked at the life that I had built for myself. I was 30 at the time and had just had my first baby. And I was like, well, I've checked all the boxes that I've been told make for a good life. You know, like I have my college sweetheart husband, I have my baby, I'm fit, I have a decent career, I have a white picket fence and a golden retriever in the yard, I live by the beach in San Diego, and I'm miserable. Like, what is wrong with me? I have everything I'm supposed to want. And like, am I a jerk for wanting something else or feeling like this isn't enough, or what's my problem? And I got really curious about it because I was really unhappy. I mean, I had no sex drive anymore. There was just like, it was like I was walking robot basically. And I think there's a lot of us out there that are doing that. And I just decided that I'd had enough. I'd had enough of lying to myself. I'd had enough of my shopping addictions. I'd had enough of credit card debt. I'd had enough of not wanting to be intimate with my own husband. Like, things were seriously broken. And I'm thankful that they weren't more broken than that, because I've seen a lot worse situations with many of my clients, of course. But I kind of had a come to Jesus moment with myself, for lack of a better word, and said, look, you got to get it together, because the common denominator in all of this is you. And so whatever blame you have for your husband not getting a better job so you can buy whatever you want, or whatever stuff is going on with you, you have to take responsibility for it, and you've created this. So are you the kind of person that you're going to be proud of when you look your child in the eye and say, you can do whatever you want when you grow up? Are you going to be in integrity with that statement? And at the time, I couldn't say yes to that. And it was very, very, very upsetting to me. So my big wake-up call really came with the birth of my son. And also, I realized that I wasn't like a fun mom. I needed to have more fun. I needed to just start waking myself up. And in the course of the next few years, I did that with gusto. I ended up leaving my marriage. I went to Peru. I drank plant medicines. I dissolved my body. I saw the entire cosmos. I gained back my heart, and I gained the courage to live my life as me. And I think that's all our souls really want. It's like, let's live our lives in our little jars as ourselves, because that is who we have to live and die with ultimately. And that's like a serious thing, but it actually gives you complete liberation.
It is a serious thing. And we are such a fast food society where we have to have immediate gratification. And if we don't have our phone for 10 minutes, we have palpitations. And,
yeah.
You know, we ignore the human aspect of living. We've encompassed ourselves in this busy world that we've created to falsify or numb that human
mm-hmm.
aspect. That's my belief.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating when you, I haven't had cable in 15 years. And
Yeah, for me.
And it's just like, yeah, I'm like, this is awesome. But then somebody will say something in conversation, and I'm like, what is that? I had to Google a honey mm-hmm. boo-boo. I didn't know what the heck that was. And it turns out it's a person, a little girl.
I have heard of her. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, oh, she's mouthy. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to go and spend money on cable to watch that. I'm good. But
Why not?
And I had to Google a Kardashian as well. So, okay, that's how
awesome.
Not into that stuff I am. So
fantastic.
When you let go of those things and you stop feeding into the things that clutter your space and corrupt that growth and that knowing of yourself, it's really a wild world, isn't it? Like, it's fun and beautiful and delicious and exciting, and oh my God, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I remember a very particular moment. I was with my husband, who I am with now, who's like my absolute dream human in real life form. And we were meeting with a client at a restaurant, and the restaurant changed over to a club right about the time when we got our dinner served to us. And so there was mm-hmm. this really fascinating change in dynamic where all of a sudden, like, the mating game started. And I could see, like, all the preening and posturing. And, like, it was like I felt like I was a National Geographic narrator watching animals do their thing. And it was just,
right.
you know, humans doing their human thing. And I thought, oh, my God, we're so adorable. We're so adorable. We're so confused. We're so enlightened and messed up and messy and ugly and beautiful and all of the things all wrapped up in this one charming package that's also me. Like, what a beautiful gift this is. So that National Geographic narrator voice comes out a lot, especially if I find myself getting judgy or feeling superior or feeling inferior. And it helps me a lot because that way I can kind of like remove myself from stories and just be like, wait a minute, this is just us being our human selves. And it kind of takes the weight of all the things that are happening in the world and lightens it just a little bit without totally ignoring it.
Well, and I'm so silly that I literally will pretend that I have, oh my God, I totally lost the word. I totally lost the word. So like bifocals, you know, and I'll put my little hands over my eyes in circles and I'll be like, oh, look at the giraffe. It's galloping across the, you know, and I have fun with it. And it,
exactly.
it gets me into a playful, silly mood versus this made up humanoid kind of weird stuff that we've developed with our society. It's so bizarre to me how critical Yeah, it's just so bizarre how critical we are of each other and of ourselves when we are perfectly deliciously imperfect, or we're perfectly perfect because we just are, and we should be who we are and not try to stifle that. And I think it's fascinating. You know, our children probably have the greatest advantage because they have playful moms. And
I hope so.
I really support 100% for every mom to really step out and try to play with a kid. My daughter's 13 years old, and, you know, she rolls her eyes, and she's like, oh, my God, you really said that? Oh, my God, you really said that? Yeah. And in about 30 years, you're going to do it, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's like, this is such a gift right now. You don't even know.
That's right.
Yeah, I love accents, and it's so much fun.
Oh, it's so much fun. So what I want to do with you right now is I want you to talk about your empath quiz. Talk to us about what that means. You really have to quiz your empathic self. Wouldn't you already know the answer before you ask the question?
Well, maybe, because empaths are mostly psychics as well. It's really interesting. As I've gotten curious about the empath animal that we all are, there are kind of some different sets of strengths depending on how that empath side of you expresses itself and how the information comes in. So some people are more spiritually connected. Some people are more energetically connected. I happen to be a communication empath, which is why sometimes my communication technology fritzes the F out and I'm trying to spread my message. And
I wasn't going to point any fingers.
See, look at that. I know. Well, it does happen. It's very annoying, but it does happen. And so I just roll with it. But if we know what kind of empath we are, it can help explain some of the issues that we run into over and over again. And it also can give us tools to deal with those issues, because we can understand, like, why it is that people keep misinterpreting me. Why do I get judged in a certain way? Why does this story keep happening in my life? Why do my friendships always end like this? Or why is it that I can't go to sleep at night? It all depends on what kind of empath you are. So it's actually like more specific than just being an empath. And it can help you navigate your sensitivities, because as empaths, we're all super sensitive. And I think all humans are empaths. It's just turned on to various degrees based on our history and our genetics and our family environment and all of that stuff. So knowing what kind you are can like be this super empowering thing of like, oh, that explains that thing that keeps going on. Okay, cool. Now I know what to do about that. So I have a little quiz that I developed, and people can go and take it and find out right away. It's just, and it's fun. It's like, look at this piece of art. Which one do you like best? You know, it's like, you know, it's not like a deep psychological profile, because I'm not into that stuff. But it's just like a real cool way of seeing yourself in a different light, in a more specific light that can empower you.
Well, and I'm all about empowerment. Like, I'm all about doing things that make you shine. And again, I try not to say imperfect, even though I'm delightfully flawed. I'm okay with that. Like, I'm good with it. But I do like to support anything that makes you feel good and happy, and not necessarily in the substance abuse sort of way. So don't get excited out there. In a healthy, positive way.
No numbing out.
Right. No numbing out. That's opposite of what we're trying to do here.
Correct.
But what inspired you to come up with an empath quiz? Like, you must have already known the answers there, too.
Well,
circle.
It is a circle. Well, it's we're all just dogs chasing our tails, really. But it to me, when I started to see these patterns in my clients, and sometimes it's easier to see other people than yourself, right? So it's like, oh, I see this thing happening. And so I just started to get curious about it and kind of tracking the patterns and tracking the specific kinds of ways that their empath stuff would show up for them. And then as I was writing the quiz, actually, I figured out what kind of empath I was. because I didn't really get into the inquiry myself. I was like, oh, okay, like I'm an empath, whatever. I didn't really think about it, how it would apply to me. And as I took my own freaking quiz, I was like, oh, shit, that's why that keeps happening. Oh, this is good. This is really good. I found out that I'm a communication empath, like I said. And so, like, all of a sudden, all of these things came into focus. And I knew why it is that I'm gifted in the ways that I am, and also how that's hurt me in the past and how I've let it hurt me and how I've kind of let it get in the way of expressing my gifts more fully. And so I thought, well, shoot. I mean, if this works for me and I'm the creator of the freaking quiz, then I know it will help people, even if they already know they're an empath, because there's so much more to this. And it's fun. It's fun to, like, personality quizzes are the bomb. I mean, we all love to know more about ourselves. We're all super curious beings. Like, yes, tell me my INFP, whatever. I want to know my color. I want to know my astrological sign. So this kind of just takes that inquiry into a more specific vein and gives you something cool to work with.
All right. So while you were talking to everybody else, I was being kind of rude. But you didn't get to know that. But you're an empath, so you know I was doing the quiz. And
yeah.
Oh, back to that circle. All right, so I did the quiz. It's 6 questions, super easy in some ways, but then you kind of feel flooded because you're like, oh, my God, I'm torn between this and this and this. So always go with your gut instinct. Your internal gut instinct is very important. And you'll never guess what kind of empath, according to your super quiz.
Well,
do you want to guess?
You just cut out when you say that because I'm wondering if it's communication as well.
No, actually, it says you're a psychic.
Oh,
interesting.
Excellent.
Yes. But I have kryptonite,
you're a rare breed.
Like everybody else. Yes, and the kryptonite in this is extraordinarily so on par. So I'm not going to give out any juice to y'all. Nope, you guys don't have to go on and take the quiz yourself. So that this is not a surprise to me, but it's just interesting that I have 6 questions and how random it is, how on par it is. So there you go.
Awesome.
Personal testimony. yeah, very cool. Very cool. But there, you know, you got to go with your gut. So I like how you have that. And then you have, curious what type of empath your friends are. Share this quiz. All right, girls, you know what's coming. That's right. Just do it. No peer pressure. All right. Subscribe below. You have an SOS toolkit on your website. So this is totally groovy.
Yeah. That thing is
groovy.
Badass. I don't know if I can swear, but.
Yeah, you can swear.
It is so
cool. We're all human here.
Great. Fabulous. After seeing my clients be like, WhatsApping me in the middle of a situation where they're like, what do I do right now? I can't deal with this person and my boundaries are getting all screwed up and da 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 da. I was like, okay, let's like take a deep breath. Here, I'm going to have you ask this question of yourself. And I would kind of guide them through this process. And it was literally life-changing to them because they had never been able to pause during these situations to regather themselves. And so they got all, you know, they just got all distracted and disempowered, and then they'd go to bed and loop around at how they could have handled it better and all that stuff. And so I was like, well, this is actually pretty simple and it's super powerful. So what if I just make a little like iPhone photo graphic for if you're going into something that you know is going to be challenging, like a work party or a negotiation meeting, here's how to prepare yourself for it in like one simple step. And then here's how to navigate if you're in the middle of it and you need to give yourself a break to kind of cool down and recenter. And then afterwards, here's how to regroup. So it's like, it's an awesome, I call it the SOS toolkit because you're like, SOS, help me. And you can help yourself. It's just stick a photo album on your phone and you'll have it whenever you need it.
All right. So this is another groovy place where we're down to the 15-minute mark. And I want you to utilize what little space we've had without problems and tell us who you are, what you do, and where we can find more about you.
Yeah, so I am Lola Pickett. I am a playful mentor to empaths, and you can find out all about me, my story, my work, and the incredible transformations that are possible for my clients over at lolapickett.com. And I am currently registering for my amazing Empathology 10-week course, where people learn how to harness their biology, change their beliefs, and shift into behaviors so that they can finally get off their emotional and financial roller coasters. It's super powerful work. I always make it fun. And in fact, all of my like PDF downloads are called play sheets, and it's play work instead of homework. I dare you to do things to get out of your patterns and get out of your boxes, and maybe just turn them into a box that a cat would play with if there's going to be a box at all. And so it's just really fun work that ends up being surprisingly deep and actually really facilitating changes. So you can learn all about that at my website, which is LolaPickett.com.
And the website is Lola Pickett with two T's.
Two T's.
.com. Mm-hmm. All right, love bug. So if you had three favorite things that you absolutely must have, no matter where you are in the world, to do for fun, to cheer you up, to help you get back into that vibrational space, what would they be?
Naps, hot cacao, and my immediate family.
It's hard to travel with that many people, though.
It is. It is. And, you know, to be honest, like, maybe just my husband, if I'm being real honest. But, yeah, I love my kids, too.
All right. So, let's look here. You have around 9 minutes. Is there anything in this last 9 minutes that you really want to convey?
Just that we are all wild animals inside of us. And it's okay to unleash yourself a little bit from your own expectations, from other people's experiences and energies and emotions, and experiment. Life is a grand experiment. And we, as far as I know, in this personality, in this lifetime, have only one shot at it. And if the life that you're living doesn't feel like it's your life or the life that you thought you would have, you're the only one that can change that. And whatever has happened to you might not have been your fault, but it's your responsibility and your opportunity to make something of it, to be an artist with your life, to create a new story for yourself. And there's nothing I love more than witnessing that process unfold for someone, because one person at a time, we have the chance to absolutely change the human world we're living in right now. And I think that we have to. There's such a beautiful world out there, and so many of us have forgotten. And it's right here, right now.
Well, and the beautiful part about it is I think the more people that are able to open themselves up to just playing, just basic playing, just dancing and singing in your living room or even in the shower, or running around with, like, I chase my daughter with my Nerf gun.
Yeah, nice.
You know, we have that kind of relationship. We have that kind of fun and still do something like put Vaseline on the toilet seat or just whatever. Like, that's our play relationship. And it's funny because our neighbors think, like, what the hell's going on? But that's what builds our relationship, and that's what builds the strength and the bonds between my daughter and I. And I think it's terribly important to have, the only thing that you get out of the show today, go out and get some Nerf guns, go out and get some face paint, just go out and take your Crayola crayons and draw. I mean, everybody's got crayons or something available to them. To play with, and from there you'll grow, and you'll grow and do other things. Maybe you'll even grow to coming up with your own quiz or your own strategy to helping other people. So all Lola and I do as people on this planet, excuse me, my dog hears the mailman, is try to bring you tools and resources so that you can grow as a person, and plant seeds so that you can help other people grow as a person as well. And there's some people on our chat room. If you have any questions, this is a great time to ask them. And Lola, definitely tell us, what excitement do you have for today?
My excitement today is that the aluminum tinfoil hat can come off now that my headphones are working, and that life is beautiful. We have a beautiful blue sky, and even if all things go to shit, I have got everything that my heart ever asked for in this lifetime. I've got my breath, I've got my beautiful family, and I've got my courage, and I'm so grateful for that.
And where do we find you again?
You can find me at Lola Pickett, PICKETT.com. And I'm also the Lola Pickett everywhere on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
All right. I'm trying to think. I mean, we have so much more time to talk. I don't know what else to say.
We've just had
on the show. And what's incredible, is the fact that we only had maybe a half an hour because we had all these versions. But I think we got a lot out, which is great. I really do. And you're going to be on the show again so that we can have a full hour without interruption, hopefully. But I'm not confident that's going to happen. I think it's going to be, we're going to have a lot of fun and things are going to happen.
Yes. No, I think it's going to be fantastic, and I love your energy. I love your story. I think it's amazing that you've come through the threshold of near death multiple times and have not only lived to tell about it, but are, like, so joyful. I mean, I think that's the gift of really going all out with life, you know, and crossing those thresholds that we're all so afraid of. It's like, but the other side of that is total joy.
And I think that's all we're supposed to have. And we're going to have our challenges. Like, I find that there are individuals who appear in my life, and I give them the same respect that I give every other human on the planet or living creature. And then they challenge me. They challenge my resolve. They challenge my energy. They challenge everything that you and I fully understand, you know, the vampires.
And
so I am very clear about, you know, if you're going to be like that, you're handing me scissors to cut the cord, because I can't have that in my life. Life is so beautiful and joyous. Taking time to really appreciate every moment, I think, extends your life. And I actually honestly think your skin gets younger. I just don't think you age quickly you are taking that time.
It's so true. We actually have one of our shamanic mentors in Peru. There's like so many stories we could go into, but he gets younger every time I see him. And he claims that he's like 200 years old. I would not actually doubt the fact that he's 200 years old. I ask him, I'm like, Rodolfo, you're getting younger. And he just smiles at me and like goes and jumps in a cactus and gives it a pretend hug and like puts a baseball hat on it. He's like, look at my friend. You know, it's this playfulness aspect. It will not only help you feel young, it helps you stay jubilant. I mean, like, all youth is jubilant.
Right. So you have a class coming up. When does that start? Did we catch that? I just want to make sure we have
that class. Yeah, that class, it's open now for registration, and we close the doors on this Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and class starts on Monday the 3rd. So we're like right in the middle of getting everybody signed up and in and bringing this next group together. And we always like to do it together as a group. So it's not just like one person here and there. It's like we're all going to go through the journey together. So,
cool. And is it at a certain time? Is it one of those things where it's individual?
So once you're in, the modules release on Monday, and then we have a coaching call every week, and you'll get that full schedule once you're signed up and the calls are recorded. And so there's a live coaching aspect to it, as well as just incredible teaching content that you can take at your own pace.
Yay! And where do we find your course one more time, my friend? Go, go, go!
Yes, yes! Yeah, if you go to lolapickett.com, it'll be right there at the top. There's a big banner that says Empathologies are rolling now, and you can just click right there.
All right. Well, I'm going to send you virtual hugs. I love your energy. I love your spirit, mm-hmm. and I love what you're doing. And I'm so grateful that Tracy was able to connect us, because you're exactly what this world needs more of. So we'll bottle you, put you in our pocket, sprinkle you all over the place elsewhere, right?
Yay, that's the mission, so that we can all be that for ourselves in our lives.
Lord, amen. We need some sprinkle that glitter, happiness, unicorn, whatever. I don't care what you believe in, but just smile and get over yourself, because you might get hit by a bus in those 30 seconds. You never know. Meteorite, I mean, look at the dinosaurs. Do you think they saw that coming? Probably not.
Heck no. They weren't psychic in that, so probably not.
They didn't take your quiz. You know?
Right, that would have saved them.
Would have saved them.
Maybe not, but
all right, Lola,
they would have at least known.
Lady.
Thank you so much. Oh, this was so fun.
You're welcome, love bug. All right, we'll circle around and figure out how to get you a full hour without.
Okay, that sounds
and you're going to have,
awesome.
I'm going to mail you a hat. Like, I'll mail you some aluminum
foil. Oh, my
foil.
God, seriously. send me a Pegasus. Oh, God, I've always wanted one.
Okay, working on that. All right, everybody. You're listening to Living is Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty, and Lola Pickett is on the line. She is having fun with us, playing with magic, or just playing because it's magic, medicine for the empath. And if you don't believe you're an empath, that's totally cool. Break it down to small steps. I'm a big believer in that. Just play. Just have a good time. Play. Be happy. Be healthy. Be kind. Take 5 minutes longer in bed and enjoy your bed. Take 5 miles slower when you're driving in your car and enjoy your drive. Just slow it down enough where you're not encompassed in all of the yucky that this world has evolved to. And go and check out Lola Pickett, LolaPickett.com. She has an empath quiz. I'm dying to hear what you are. So feel free to chime in, email me, send me a postcard, whatever it is. You know I love hearing from you guys. And in about an hour or so, we'll have another show. And Lola will be on in about a month or so. Until then, know that you're loved. Know that you're beautiful. Know that you're so needed. And I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad we get to spend this time together. Until next time, here on Living and Thriving.
You're listening to